Be ye kind one to another. December 10th, 1898. In this age of the world, God's people need to learn that He does not require them to be suspicious, fault-finding, criticizing. Many feel that the line of work they are doing belongs solely to them, and that no one should suggest anything concerning it, at the risk of being looked upon as an interferer. This was the condition of things that existed when we first went to Melbourne. Satan is pleased when this is so. But there must be a different order of things. There must be less secretiveness, less anxiety to keep every thread of the web hidden for fear that others may gain a knowledge known by the workers. When this state of things exists, there will be constant suspicion and restraint. Evil thinking and evil surmising will be indulged, and brotherly love will die out of the soul. Every line of God's work has a connection with every other line. Originally, cannot maintain an existence in the institutions where God presides, for He is the Lord of all tact, all ingenuity. The foundation of all correct methods, God Himself is original, and He imparts a knowledge of ways and methods to human minds. But man is not to look upon this knowledge as exclusively his own. It is the Lord's design that one thread shall follow another. By His representative, Christ is present in every place. Those who enter our institutions as learners are to master one lesson after another, as fast as their intellect will enable them. The Lord presides, and the human agent is to seek Him for wisdom, putting all his powers and capabilities to the very best use. Those in responsible positions should help the one who is trying to learn. If he is a Bible student, his education should not be confined to one teacher, however apt and thorough that teacher may be. The learner must be brought into contact with different minds, who will present the truth of God's Word from different standpoints. The youth in your publishing houses need to be instructed by men of different training, different habits. Their minds must be molded by men whom the Lord is teaching. Thus it should be in all education. The Lord does not impress all minds in the same line. One mind may be impressed with some phases of the truth that others, although worked by the Holy Spirit, do not see in the same light. Under special circumstances, some minds see special light upon points of truth which others do not grasp, because they are not so situated that they can take in the subject. In His providence, by pleasant or adverse circumstances, God seeks to arouse minds to learn the lessons He wishes to teach them. The most learned teacher may teach what may be called good things, and yet, he may fall far short of teaching all that ought to be taught. But God knows just what each mind needs in educational lines. A knowledge of physiology necessary in education. Those who teach in our schools need to realize that perfect obedience to God's commandments calls for perfect conformity to the laws of health. The science of education includes as full a knowledge as can be obtained in regard to physiology. No one can understand his obligations to God unless he understands most distinctly his obligation to himself as God's property. We cannot treat the God of heaven as we should unless we treat ourselves aright as creatures of His by creation and by redemption. A transgression of a physical law is a transgression of the moral law, for God is as truly the author of physical laws as He is the author of the moral law. He who remains in sinful ignorance of the laws of his being, who violate the laws of life and health, sins against God. For by failing to maintain healthful principles, he is counterworking the work of God. He who knowingly violates the laws of health will find that he has established in his system a condition of things that is the sure result of this violation. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9, 16, 17. The need of carefulness in habits of diet is to be impressed on the students. The instruction given is to be laid on the true foundation. What right have human beings to neglect and abuse the body God formed to love and serve Him with all its entrusted capabilities? He who recklessly disregards the laws of his being disorders the human machinery and brings disease and suffering upon himself. This is communicated to his children, to be transmitted to their children. Thus he brings misery and death to many besides himself. For this reckless inattention to nature's laws, he must give an account to his Creator. Much of the so-called scientific education is a fraud. Our probation here cost the life of the Son of God. This price was paid that men, women, and children might understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I point you to Calvary, where Christ gave his precious life to make it possible for you to cooperate with him in the work of saving your own soul and the souls of others. We have a most earnest desire to acquire money, not that we may hoard it, but that we may use it in the work of establishing schools, giving to all we can possibly reach the keys of health and true knowledge. We desire that the youth shall be taught how to treat the wonderful machinery God has placed in the human body. All parts of the machinery should be used harmoniously. Physical and mental taxation combined are essential to happiness, essential to the salvation of the soul.